Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 4. Salve a tutti e bentornati. Siamo qui con un altro episodio di Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai oggi, Francesca?
Ciao Mark, sto benissimo, grazie. E tu come va?
Ma un po' stanco oggi, ma contento di leggere un po' di più sul viaggio di Simone ed Anna.
Sì, è vero. Mi dispiace che tu sia stanco. Spero che questo episodio ti darà molta energia.
Sicuramente sì.
Sì, dai.
Let's get straight on with the episode. As usual, we'll listen to the text written by Simone as they travel through the Trentino Alto Adige, and then we'll talk about the language contained.
Stamattina abbiamo messo la sveglia presto e siamo arrivati alla nostra prossima tappa, Ortisei. Ortisei è davvero una meta obbligatoria quando si parla di montagna. È una piccola cittadina della Val Gardena, affacciata su un torrente di montagna. Ortisei è piena di casette in legno colorate, stradine innevate e lucine dorate, che avvolgono la città in un'atmosfera fiabesca. Anche se a Ortisei si scia, noi abbiamo deciso di fare un'attività alternativa. Abbiamo noleggiato degli slittini e abbiamo fatto alcuni percorsi dedicati alle slitte. È stato davvero divertente scivolare giù dalle piste sopra i nostri slittini di legno. Andare in slitta è meno faticoso che sciare, ma altrettanto soddisfacente. Anna e io siamo tornati un po' bambini in queste ore. Nel pomeriggio ci siamo fermati in uno chalet di montagna e lì abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda. Lo chalet era magnifico e aveva una splendida terrazza affacciata sulle piste, dove la gente beveva e rideva. A cena ci siamo rintanati in un ristorante tipico, piccolo e accogliente. Abbiamo assaggiato i canederli, delle polpette di pane. Ad Anna sono piaciuti molto. Ma io devo dire che preferisco la polenta.
It appears that Simone likes the polenta, but maybe not so much the canederli.
Sì, però sicuramente a Simone piace mangiare, eh? Abbiamo capito. È un buon gustaio.
È un buon gustaio, so he's a foodie.
Sì, sì.
Excellent. Let's go back through our text and we'll talk about all the language and translate everything, help you understand exactly what is happening here. So Francesca, take it away.
Ok, va bene. Allora, stamattina abbiamo messo la sveglia presto e siamo arrivati alla nostra prossima tappa, Ortisei.
Ok, stamattina, this morning, abbiamo messo la sveglia presto. So la sveglia is the thing that wakes you up, che ti sveglia.
Sì.
It's the alarm clock. So abbiamo messo la sveglia presto. We put on the alarm clock early. We set the clock for an early hour. E siamo arrivati alla nostra prossima tappa. And we arrived at our next stage, the stage of a journey, and the stage is Ortisei.
Ok, perfetto. Ortisei è davvero una meta obbligatoria quando si parla di montagna.
Ok, so Ortisei is described as una meta obbligatoria. It is an obligatory destination. It's a must-see. Quando si parla di montagna, when one speaks of the mountains.
Perfetto. È una piccola cittadina della Val Gardena, affacciata su un torrente di montagna.
Ok, so it is a small little town, una piccola cittadina. So we've got città, and then it becomes cittadina, in the sì. diminutive form. But this is also described as una piccola cittadina, so it's a small, small town.
Sì, sì, we want to add the idea in this case that it's really, really nice. It's small, so in terms of size, but it's nice. So cittadina gives the idea of a lovely little town.
Excellent. We heard the ristorantino in our previous travel diaries.
Bravissimo.
And that referred to this lovely, cozy little restaurant. So here we can imagine this beautiful little cute village or something like that. Una piccola cittadina.
Sì, cittadina would have been enough, but at times it's common to have some sort of reinforcement in a way.
And where is it? È una piccola cittadina della Val Gardena. It's in the Val Gardena. And then we get an explanation of exactly where it is.
Affacciata su un torrente di montagna.
So, un torrente is... I always think this is a funny word. Because...
Perché?
it gives the impression a torrent is this... powerful river that plows through the countryside.
Sì.
But un torrente very often is a very tiny little stream, isn't it?
But it can also be very powerful, especially after a lot of rain, for example. So yeah. It really depends on the current circumstances.
Indeed. I know that the word also is torrent in Catalan, and in Mallorca, the island of Mallorca, we often visit a particular place and there is un torrent, and in the middle of the summer this torrent is lucky to have one drip of water in it. But I know that in the winter it can be a little more powerful. Okay, so affacciata su un torrente di montagna. It's something, this mountain stream, but affacciata has the word faccia in there. So it's something about face.
Sì, facing, overlooking.
Excellent. So, overlooking a mountain stream or facing a mountain stream. Let's continue on to find out more about this place.
Ortisei è piena di casette in legno colorate, stradine innevate e lucine dorate che avvolgono la città in un'atmosfera fiabesca.
Wow, this is a sentence full of diminutives. Let's look at them all.
Ci sono molte parole carine in questa frase.
So we've got Ortisei è piena di casette. So these are little houses, but they're
sì.
nice little houses.
Sì, casetta, again, as we said before, with cittadina, gives the idea of something nice, cozy inside. So not just small, but also nice.
Perfect. So, and they're in legno colorate, so they're in colored wood. So these houses are made of colored, they're different colored houses, wooden houses. Then the next Diminutive?
We have stradine innevate, and let's see if our listeners remember the word innevate from the previous episode, Mark.
Okay, so there's neve everywhere, therefore they're snow covered, and they're stradine. So this is not una strada, but una stradina.
Sì, it's like a narrow street, a small street.
And would it be kind of cute as well?
Probably. It depends. But in this context, certainly it gives you the idea of a cute, if you can use a cute for, yep. for a street.
And then we've got more descriptions here. E lucine dorate.
Sì, lucine is the diminutive for luci, the plural of lights. So lucine is little, small lights. A little bit like your fairy lights, I suppose.
Absolutely. So small lights, twinkling lights, and they're dorate, so they're golden?
Sì, sì.
Okay. And then all of these things avvolgono la città. In un'atmosfera fiabesca. I love the word fiabesca.
È molto bello questo aggettivo, sì.
It's linked to the word fiaba, which sì. is a fairy tale.
Bravissimo.
And therefore, fiabesca, un'atmosfera fiabesca would be a fairy tale atmosphere.
Sì, and then we have the verb avvolgere, which means to wrap up, to surround.
Can we use avvolgere meaning to wrap up, as in wrapping yourself up to keep warm, for example?
Sì, for example, you can say avvolgersi in una coperta, so right. to wrap oneself up in a blanket to keep warm.
Excellent. Okay, so a nice word. And also just noticing the form of it in the loro form, avvolgono, it's a hard G sound there. So avvolgere, but avvolgono, we keep the hard G.
Perfetto.
Okay, let us continue on to the next part of our text.
Ok. Anche se a Ortisei si scia, noi abbiamo deciso di fare un'attività alternativa.
Ok. So anche se means even if or even though. So even though in Ortisei si scia, one skis or you can ski, even though skiing is the normal thing that you do in Ortisei, noi abbiamo deciso di fare un'attività alternativa. We decided to do an alternative activity.
Abbiamo noleggiato degli slittini e abbiamo fatto alcuni percorsi dedicati alle slitte.
Okay, some interesting vocabulary in here. This is their attività alternativa.
Sì.
And Simone mentions degli slittini.
Sì, slittini. In English, sledges or small sledges.
Okay. They did some runs which were dedicated to the slitte. What's the difference between le slitte and gli slittini?
Well, slitta is the actual word, la slitta, and then slittino or the plural slittini is the diminutive. We tend to use the diminutive slittino. Slittini to describe the sledge you use for sporting purposes, mm-hmm. as opposed, for example, to la slitta. I'm thinking in this moment of la slitta di Babbo Natale, for example. So
Father Christmas's sleigh.
Sì.
In English, I think we would probably use the word sleigh in that situation, whereas a sledge or a sled perhaps is the idea of slittino.
Sì, and I'm also thinking at times you can see in places like Ortisei, for example, una slitta carrying a family, for example, if there is a lot of snow with horses. So it's like a big one, as opposed to the one you would just use for fun or for sport.
Okay, I'm not an expert, but I think we'll go with slitta being sleigh and slittino being sledge.
Okay, and if we have some experts
please let us know.
Listening to our podcast, let us know.
Absolutely. Okay, he said, abbiamo noleggiato degli slittini, so we hired some sledges, e abbiamo fatto alcuni percorsi. So un percorso is a track or a way. So I think when we're talking about winter sports, we probably talk about a run, so a ski run or something like that. So we did some runs dedicati alle slitte. So these are specific runs specially made for sledges.
Esatto. Ok. È stato davvero divertente scivolare giù dalle piste sopra i nostri slittini di legno.
Ok, so è stato davvero divertente. It was really fun, good fun. Scivolare, love this word, to slide downwards,
sì.
Giù dalle piste, down the slopes, sopra ai nostri slittini di legno. Above our wooden sledges, something like that, sopra,
sì.
Sitting on them.
Andare in slitta è meno faticoso che sciare, ma altrettanto soddisfacente.
I like this. Andare in slitta, so to go sledging, è meno faticoso, is less tiring che sciare, than skiing, ma altrettanto soddisfacente. But nonetheless, equally satisfying.
Esatto, sì, perfetto. Anna e io siamo tornati un po' bambini in queste ore.
Okay, so siamo tornati, we returned, un po' bambini, a little children, in queste ore, in these hours. So we became children once again in these hours. Again, we're translating that literally, but it gives you the idea, helps you work out what it means and why it means that. So we went back to our childhood. We revisited our childhood at this time.
Oh, che bello. We
che
all
bello.
Should every now and again.
I would agree. Okay, you can do that over the next few moments as we have a little break. We'll be back in just a moment with the remainder of this text. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so we are following the adventures of Simone and Anna, and today they are doing some sledging in Ortisei. Let's hear what happens next.
Okay. Nel pomeriggio ci siamo fermati in uno chalet di montagna e lì abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda.
Now, last time we saw the verb fermarsi, and we saw it in the future tense. This time we're seeing it in a perfect tense, and because it's a reflexive verb, we're seeing that perfect tense formed with the essere auxiliary. So nel pomeriggio, in the afternoon, ci siamo fermati, we stopped, we had a break, in uno chalet di montagna, in a mountain chalet. E lì abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda. And there we drank a cup or a mug of hot chocolate.
Perfetto.
Sì, mi sembra magnifico.
Lo chalet era magnifico e aveva una splendida terrazza affacciata sulle piste, dove la gente beveva e rideva.
So we're seeing this affacciata again. Lo chalet era magnifico, it was magnificent, e aveva una splendida terrazza, era splendid terrace, affacciata sulle piste, facing the pistes, dove la gente beveva e rideva, where people were drinking and laughing.
A cena ci siamo rintanati in un ristorante tipico, piccolo e accogliente.
Ok, Francesca, this is a new word for me. Rintanarsi. Help
rintanarsi.
Me,
it's a lovely verb which comes from the word tana. Tana is a den. Where?
Ah, okay.
Una tana. So,
of an animal.
Of an animal, sì.
Right.
Sì. So, rintanarsi means to enter a place which is cozy, warm, especially when it's cold outside, as it is the case here. So, probably in English you would say something like snuggle up, I suppose.
Okay. So, is it quite a romantic word in that sense?
It could be romantic, but you could also... use it with friends. If you are out skiing with your friends and then you are cold, you could say i miei amici ed io ci siamo rintanati in un bar per bere un tè caldo.
Okay.
So it's like to take shelter, but in a nice, cozy, warm place, as it is a den, una tana.
Okay. Perfetto. So, at dinner then, ci siamo rintanati in un ristorante tipico. We snuggled up in a typical restaurant, piccolo e accogliente. So, it's a tipico, piccolo e accogliente restaurant. Typical, small and welcoming, accogliente.
Sì. Abbiamo assaggiato i canederli, delle polpette di pane.
Okay, so this is a new word again for me. I canederli, and it's delle polpette di pane, so bread kind of balls.
Sì, or dumplings.
Dumplings.
So
yeah.
The shape is like meatballs, but yeah. They're made with bread. So they're like some sort of big dumplings made with bread, and also the addition of probably eggs, cheese, and at times they're covered with cheese, melted cheese and butter. But they can also be eaten with broth.
Okay, so I think what we're possibly referring to here are Knödel.
Sì, sì.
Like that's the German name for it. So we've got we tried the Knödel.
Sì.
Some bread dumplings.
Uh-huh. And you can I think I should add for our listeners that you cannot eat canederli everywhere in Italy, but you can only have canederli in this region, or let's say in the northeast of Italy only.
Okay, and in Trieste?
In Trieste, I discovered the canederli when I used to live in Trieste, and this was also because one of my flatmates was from Trentino, so she knew canederli quite well.
Excellent. So, Anna liked them.
Sì, ad Anna sono piaciuti molto.
Right, so there we've got piacere again in the perfect tense, and we can see the agreement again. Here we're talking about i canederli. Last time we were talking about la polenta. What did Simone say last time?
I think he said mi è piaciuta molto.
So mi è piaciuta, because it's la polenta, but we're talking about i canederli, the knödel. Ad Anna sono piaciuti, or we could say mi sono piaciuti. They pleased me.
Esatto. So we need the plural form piaciuti and the plural verb to be sono.
But just be careful there, because we do need molto. It's always molto in that situation.
Good point, Mark, because we are not talking about that. We're not describing the canederli. We're not saying that there were many, but we're just saying how much we liked them. So molto is just an adverb here, reinforcing the verb.
Good. However, Simone did not like them so much.
Yeah, it's a shame. Ma io devo dire che preferisco la polenta.
But I have to say that I prefer polenta. Okay, let us go back and have a listen through to the text. Hopefully now that we've gone through everything, it will all make a little more sense.
Stamattina abbiamo messo la sveglia presto e siamo arrivati alla nostra prossima tappa, Ortisei. Ortisei è davvero una meta obbligatoria quando si parla di montagna. È una piccola cittadina della Val Gardena, affacciata su un torrente di montagna. Ortisei è piena di casette in legno colorate, stradine innevate e lucine dorate, che avvolgono la città in un'atmosfera fiabesca. Anche se a Ortisei si scia, noi abbiamo deciso di fare un'attività alternativa. Abbiamo noleggiato degli slittini e abbiamo fatto alcuni percorsi dedicati alle slitte. È stato davvero divertente scivolare giù dalle piste sopra i nostri slittini di legno. Andare in slitta è meno faticoso che sciare, ma altrettanto soddisfacente. Anna e io siamo tornati un po' bambini in queste ore. Nel pomeriggio ci siamo fermati in uno chalet di montagna e lì abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda. Lo chalet era magnifico e aveva una splendida terrazza affacciata sulle piste, dove la gente beveva e rideva. A cena ci siamo rintanati in un ristorante tipico, piccolo e accogliente. Abbiamo assaggiato i canederli, delle polpette di pane. Ad Anna sono piaciuti molto, ma io devo dire che preferisco la polenta.
We hope you've enjoyed this fourth episode of our Travel Diary series and that you're enjoying the winter feel of it all. Of course, if you're listening in Australia and it's the middle of the summer at the moment, then nonetheless, we hope you're enjoying it.
Yes, and maybe these episodes can be the inspiration for the next winter holiday in Italy.
Una settimana bianca, perfetta.
Sì, infatti.
Of course, you can check out the premium version of this course. That's over at the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll find the lesson notes and a video version of each lesson, which will help you get into the pronunciation of the words and phrases that bit more. And of course, we pause that after every sentence or after every part of the sentence to allow you to practice your pronunciation. That's all at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And now, as ever, we are posting lots of content on social media, so do check out our Facebook page. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. And over on Instagram, we are posting photos of all the beautiful locations visited by Simone and Anna. So make sure you follow us on Instagram too.
Allora, grazie mille come sempre, Francesca.
Grazie a te, Mark, e grazie ai nostri ascoltatori.
Ed anche a Simone e ad Anna.
Ovviamente, grazie.
Ci sentiamo presto, grazie mille, ciao ciao.
Alla prossima, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.